This is Eclectic Mix, show number 100. Hello everyone, this is George, your host. What you just heard was the oldest playable recording. If it existed, the oldest would be Thomas Edison reciting Mary Had a Little Lamb, but that's nowhere to be found. What you did hear, though, was, at least in part, the voice of Frank Lambert, only months after Edison's invention of the phonograph, applying the new talking machine toward the development of a talking clock. Now, if you replay this and listen carefully, you can hear him counting the time, and for some reason skipping 10 o'clock. Well, we're not going back that far in time in this 100th show, but we are going to be going back many years to listen to music you may not have thought to listen to. We'll be hearing music of three artists during the show, and they'll probably all come from a time before your parents were born. Now, a good many years ago, there was a website called live365.com, and today it still exists, but it really has little to do with what it offered in the past, which was a way for anyone to create their own radio show. I had planned on putting together one myself when everything shut down. I was going to call the show Before the Crash, and the music was all going to have been recorded before the market crash of 1929. Now, this is music we just don't listen to today. It's quite different from today's music since just about all of it came from vaudeville, which was where people went to be entertained. The music on this special show comes from that time, and it's important because it's part of our history. I'm not hesitant with playing this music because Eclectic Mix listeners are accustomed to listening to music they might not have thought to listen to, and who knows, you just might end up appreciating what you hear on this show. If we're really going back to the wax cylinder days, then there's one person who completely dominated the music of those times, perhaps the greatest singer ever, Enrico Caruso. During his career, Enrico Caruso made over 250 recordings and made millions of dollars. Now, we're talking about the early 20th century when $1 million was a huge amount of money. Although he sang in the world's greatest opera houses, he's best known as the leading tenor for 17 years at the Metropolitan Opera in New York City. Conductor Arturo Toscanini, who conducted some of the operas that Caruso sang in at the Met, considered him one of the greatest artists he ever worked with. Born in Naples, Italy, he began his career there in 1894. In 1903, with the help of his agent, he went to New York City and made his debut with the Metropolitan Opera in Verdi's Rigoletto. The following year, Caruso began his lifelong association with the Victor Talking Machine Company. A relationship with both the Metropolitan and Victor would last until 1920. Caruso died in 1921 from what's thought to be complications of pleurisy, apparently not diagnosed in time to save him. He was only 48 years old. It's too bad that the recording technology of the time simply cannot compare to today, but in the next three recordings, do your best to imagine this tenor who was able to inspire the world with his voice. We're going to hear Vesti la Guba, La Donna Immobile, and O Sole Mio.
Pagliaccio. la gente paga che rider vuole qua.
Serena roppa una tempesta aria fresca, pare già la festa. Che bella cosa una giornata sola. Ma tu solo, più bello è me. Sore mia, s'ampronta a te, sole, sole mia, s'ampronta a te,
Enrico Caruso. There was another tenor of the time who inspired people, and being an American of Irish descent, I'll have to admit that there might be a bit of bias here. The next artist we'll be listening to will be that of John McCormack. Born in Athlone, Ireland in 1884, he won the coveted gold medal in the Dublin Fay Coil, and it was this event which set him on his climb to success. He made his first important operatic appearance in 1902, and by 1912 he'd begun to turn his attention to the concert stage, where his voice quality and charisma gave him his real popularity. He made numerous recordings, the first on phonograph cylinder in 1904. McCormack was the first artist to record the World War I hit song It's a Long Way to Tipperary, and presented an openly political face with his recording of The Wearing of the Green, a song about the Irish Rebellion of 1798, which gave encouragement to the 20th century movement for Irish home rule. In 1917, McCormack became a naturalized citizen of the United States. He toured often and made many friends in Hollywood, offering a farewell tour of America in 1937. He was greatly honored and decorated for his services to the world of music, with his greatest honor coming in 1928, when he received the title Count from Pope Pius XI in recognition of his work for Catholic charities. Although he often came to be referred to as Count John McCormack in his professional life, this title was officially recognized within only the Catholic Church. McCormack retired in 1944 and died the following year at his home in Dublin. Let's hear three songs from John McCormack. These are called Foggy Dew, The Wearing of the Green, and It's a Long Way to Tipperary.
Down the hill I went one morning, a lovely maid I spied. Her hair was bright as the dew that wet sweet Anor's verdant tide. And where go ye, sweet maid, said I? She raised her eyes of blue and smiled and said, the boy I wed, I'm to meet in the foggy dew. Go hide your blooms, ye roses red, and droop ye lilies rare, for you must pale for very shame before a maid so fair. Said I, dear maid, will ye be my bride? She raised her eyes of blue and smiled and said, the boy I wed, I'm to meet in the foggy dew. Down the hill I went one morn, a singing I did go. Down the hill I went one morn, she answered sweet and low. Yes, I will be your own dear bride, and I know that you'll be true. Then sighed in my arms, and all her charms were hidden in the foggy dew.
Excited, then he shouted to them there, It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly. Farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way. Irish Molly, saying, should you not receive it, write and let me know. If I make mistakes in spelling Molly, dear, said he, remember it's the pen that's bad, don't lay the blame on me. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly. Farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way.
John McCormick. Okay, if I were living back then, whose music would I be listening to? I would unquestionably enjoy hearing Caruso, and there's no doubt in my mind that I'd be moved by John McCormick. But if I'm to be honest, then I'll have to admit that I'd probably end up listening to Billy Murray. Now, Billy Murray was one of the most popular singers in the United States in the early decades of the 20th century. While he received star billings on vaudeville, he was best known for his prolific work in the recording studio, making records for nearly every label of the era. He was probably the best-selling recording artist for the first quarter of the 20th century. The son of immigrants from Ireland, he became fascinated with the theater and joined a traveling vaudeville troupe in 1893. He made his first recordings in 1897 and started recording regularly in the New York City and New Jersey area in 1903, when the nation's major record companies, as well as the Tin Pan Alley music industry, were concentrated there. He had a strong tenor voice with excellent enunciation and a more conversational delivery than the bel canto singers of the era. On comic songs, he often deliberately sang slightly flat, which he felt helped the comic effect. While he often performed romantic numbers and ballads which sold well at the time, he's probably best known for his comedy and novelty song recordings. Murray was a huge baseball fan and often played with the New York Highlanders. As many people know, they later became known as the Yankees, in exhibition games. He was known to call in sick to recording sessions to go to the ballpark. He recorded Tessie, You Are the Only, 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 which became the unofficial theme of the 1903 World Series, when the words were changed from Tessie, You Know I Love You Madly, to Honus, Why Do You Hit So Badly? His popularity faded with changes in public taste and recording technology. While he continued to work, his singing style was considered dated and less in demand. In the late 1920s and early 1930s, he did voices for animated cartoons, especially the Follow the Bouncing Ball type, which incorporated his old songs. Murray made his last recordings in 1943 and died a year later. At this point, I'd like to thank you so much for listening. When I got started, I just had no idea of putting together 100 shows, but there you have it. Jazz, blues, classical, ambient, music from Canada, England, Israel, India, Hong Kong, Italy. It's been a blast, and I'm hoping you're as excited with hearing the next 100 as I am in putting them together. In case you didn't know, the website where you can find links to all 100 shows is located at eclecticmix.com, and email will always be answered if you send it to eclecticmix@gmail.com. So let's close this show out with 4 songs from Billy Murray. These are called Harrigan, Meet Me in St. Louis, Give My Regards to Broadway, and with his longtime musical partner Ada Jones, Shine On, Harvest Moon. See ya.
Who is the man who will spend or will even lend?
Harrigan!
That's me. Who is your friend when you find that you need a friend?
Harrigan!
That's me. For I'm just as proud of my name, you see, as an emperor, czar, or a king could be. Who is the man, help the man every time he can?
Harrigan!
That's me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N spelled Harrigan. Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Devil a man can say a word again me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N, you see, is a name that a shame never has been connected with.
Harrigan!
That's me. Who is the man never stood for a gadabout?
Harrigan!
That's me. Who is the man that the town's simply mad about?
Harrigan!
That's me. The ladies and babies are fond of me. I'm fond of them too in return, you see. Who is the gent that's deserving a monument?
Harrigan!
That's me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N spelled Harrigan. Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Devil a man can say a word again me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N, you see, is a name that a shame never has been connected with.
Harrigan!
That's me.
Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis, sung by Billy Murray at the Sun Records.
When Louis came home to the flat, he hung up his coat and his hat. He gazed all around, but no wifey he found, so he said, where can Flossie be at? A note on the table he spied. He read it just once and he cried. It ran, Louis dear, it's too slow for me here, so I think I will go for a ride. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis, meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there. We will dance the hoochie-coochie, I will be your tootsie-wootsie. if you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis, meet me at the fair. The dresses that hung in the hall were gone, she had taken them all. She took all his rings and the rest of his things, the picture he missed from the wall. What moving, the janitor says, your rent is paid 3 months ahead. What good is the flat, said poor Louis, read that. And the janitor smiled as he read, meet me in St. Louis, Louis, meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining, any place but there. We will dance the hoochie-coochie, I will be your tootsie-wootsie, if you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis, meet me at the fair.
Upon a foreign shore, when the good ship is just about to start for old New York once more. With tears dimmed eye, they say goodbye, they're friends without a doubt. When the men on the pier shout loud and clear as the ship strikes out, my regards to Broadway, remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there. Chant it up to me. Mention my name every place you go, as round the town you roam. Wish you'd call on my gal, now remember, old pal, when you get back home. Give my regards to Broadway, remember me to Herald Square. All the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there alone.
So shine on, I just love you.
I don't call that loving, keeping me out here in the dark. I was afraid.
Well, you better embrace these golden opportunities, cause the atmosphere will soon be very chilly.
I never thought of that. Oh, please, Mr. Moon, come out and shine, cause you know that
snow time ain't no time to stay. Outdoors and spoon, so shine on, harvest moon for me and my gal.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This podcast brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcasting made easy. For more information about Liberated Syndication, visit libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.